This is really boring.
Sorry. A hard look at the politics behind the Sound of Music documentary has been canceled. For a special sunny update with Rick Stacy.
All right, we got some changes in I-4. Hit it! We love the song. Come on!
It's called the Ultimate Project. It's all along the I-4. We call it hell on earth and wish that they wouldn't do it anymore.
All right, here we go. So, big changes. Here's where this is going to happen tomorrow. Eastbound on I-4, Princeton Street. See ya! It's moving nearly 2 miles closer to downtown. So do you have to backtrack?
No, yeah. Well, yeah. If you don't get off 2 miles before the current exit, you've already missed it. You're going to have to find somewhere else to turn around, double back.
Wait, you got to get off on Fairbanks to get on Princeton Street?
No, it's right after Colonial.
Right after you cross Colonial, I'm saying,
is the new exit for Princeton.
But I'm saying you can get off on Fairbanks and not have to go all the way down.
Right. On my way home, I normally get off at Princeton. So I either have to get off on Lee and go through Winter Park, or I have to get off on Fairbanks and go through Winter Park, right?
Well, let's hear from an authorized.
Oh, no, this is going eastbound.
Authorized spokesperson.
Start looking for this exit right away, because you're going to need to exit I-4 well before you cross Lake Ivanhoe.
All right, any more?
By shifting some of that traffic up here, that opens up some additional work zones, specifically where the old eastbound exit to Princeton Street used to be.
Oh, okay, eastbound. All right, whatever.
All right.
Yeah, so it's eastbound. So when you're going eastbound on I-4, you're going to have to, if you plan on going on Princeton, get off like right after Colonial, right after Millionaire. Did you guys see it this morning? It was so bad.
No.
I was having arrow signs shoving me left and right. There was cops all over the place. No one could go more than 20 miles an hour.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So the student pilot at Florida Tech jumps over the fence at Melbourne International Airport, runs to a big, big jet plane. Nobody notices. Gets in the cockpit. Don't they lock these things?
Is that when they're like, somebody's sitting in the pilot seat? Does anybody know about that?
It's one of the maintenance guys. They're like, yeah, I think I saw a dude without a badge run that way. I want to check.
Doesn't it make you feel warm and fuzzy and secure inside?
No.
And we're so sensitive about being racist. I don't know if any of you noticed this while you're watching the tube yesterday. They were like, well, we don't think this is linked to terrorism. So Nishal Senkat, a 22-year-old student, has been charged with criminal attempt to steal an airplane. He has a visa violation and criminal trespassing. So we'll see what happens with
Whoopsies.
That. I mean, there's nothing because they haven't talked to him. Right. He's going to be arraigned this morning.
Well, apparently he's been very cooperative with authorities, but the FBI is investigating along with the Department of Homeland Security. They had a robot arm go through his car to look for explosives.
They did not.
Yes, they did.
See, so they think it's terrorism, but they don't want to say that because they don't want to be racist.
They don't want to make anybody, just because he's got a Middle Eastern name, you think he's got a bomb?
Does he have audio here? Yeah.
Okay.
He is a resident of Melbourne. He possesses a Florida license. He has no criminal history.
He just wanted to fly the plane. What's wrong?
He's been a student at the
He was
the
like
airport
bored.
There for like 4 years.
Rick's like, leave the guy alone.
Yeah.
Rick.
Sorry. You would think America's most beloved coffee shop would likely be Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, but you'd be incorrect in that. New Harris poll just came out.
What is it?
And the 2018 Coffee Brand of the Year Award goes to Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, they got some good coffee.
They do?
Yeah, I like their coffee.
I'll have to try it.
Go in there and get a glazed donut with it? Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Leave the signs on, man.
When the hot sign's on.
You know what makes it so good is you dip your glazed donut in your coffee and you get that glaze in your coffee so it sweetens your coffee.
Oh,
yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I'm about
See,
that.
I just nailed it.
CDs, the Recording Industry of America, has released its midterm report yesterday and revealed some interesting details about how CDs, we knew this already, is going away, but they're dying three times as fast as vinyl is growing.
Oh, wow.
I got a new truck.
Yeah.
And in the truck, it's a 2019. I got a CD. I just discovered it yesterday. I was like, what is this?
I got a new 2019. I have a CD player in mine, too.
I put a stereo in my car, but I make sure it still had the disc component.
Why?
I like the disc
I got
component.
A lot of CDs still. Just,
yeah.
Just because everybody else isn't using it, I'm chucking away all my music.
I don't have any CDs. Wow. I used to have, like, thousands.
You work at radio stations.
Well, Rick's evolved to the digital age. He's a new guy.
Dude, I plug in, I get in the car, the phone starts automatically. It's like, why would I have to carry around a case of CDs? And then you leave them in the front seat, and you go to get your favorite CD, and it's like an ashtray. You know what I mean?
Finally, North Korean president, dictator, murderer Kim Jong-un is feeling some kind of love for President Trump. He says he wants to meet for a second summit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, President Moon Jae just met with him. He's from Moon Jae-in of South Korea, just met with him. So they're getting a love. This is a good thing. This is good that they're getting along.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they hugged on the airport.
Because I don't want to be nuked.
They got like a bromance going on, don't they?
Him and Trump?
Yeah,
all of them. They're all kind of getting together. I still think he's up to something, but, you know, hey, who am I? So, Trump.
I mean, he probably is.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll believe it when they move in together or something like that.
In September of 2018, Kim Jong-un announced that he wanted to have another meeting with President Trump. President Trump accepted. Can the two world leaders have a meeting without driving each other crazy? It's the oddest couple.
All right, Kim Jong-un, let's start this meeting right away.
Yes, with massages.
Sounds good. Let me rub your shoulders first.
No, I want to rub your shoulders first.
You know what? Fine. In the spirit of working things out, I will allow you to rub my shoulders.
Very well. Let me get the massage oil and... Wait! My assistant forgot to bring me the oil! Guards! Execute the assistant who forgot to bring me the massage oil, thus making me unable to properly massage President Trump's shoulder!
More of The Oddest Couple starring President Trump and Kim Jong-un coming up.